This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
The wait is finally over. Ready or Not is available now on consoles. Become an elite SWAT commander and feel the weight of the badge. The immersive cult classic is now on its way to more players than ever before. Coming this summer for PlayStation 5 and Xbox Series XS. Get ready for 18 high-stakes missions, solo or with up to 5 players in co-op. Clear rooms, protect civilians, make split-second calls, and join the tactical shooter community. With countless ways to set up your loadouts and gear, no mission is the same. And with full crossplay, your team can suit up no matter what system they're on. So, if you're into tactical gameplay and intense high-stakes action, Ready or Not is the must-play tac shooter this summer. Available now on PlayStation, Xbox, and PC.
This update is brought to you by Doral Hyundai. At Doral Hyundai, choose from over 1,300 new Hyundai models in inventory, like the Tucson, Sonata, and Palisade. Remember, when it comes to Hyundai, the great deals are at Doral Hyundai, starting with the Heat, who fell to the Pistons 108-88 in the Summer League. The Heat will wrap up Summer League play tonight against the Bucks. Tip-off is at 7. And yesterday, Damian Lillard signed a 3-year, $43 million deal with Portland. This is after the Bucks waived him and gave him $113 million. Over to the Marlins, who will return from the All-Star break with a 3-game home series against the Royals. Tonight's first pitch is at 7:10 from Lone Depot Park. And in golf, Joe, we got the Open Championship underway here. Let's see what we got. Brian Harman from the USA is leading things right now. In second place, we have Rasmus Højgaard or something. Got 4-under. Tyrell Hatton. Another guy named Harris English. Another American guy there. See if there's any notable. Scotty Scheffler tees off, looks like later.
Scotty Scheffler's 3-under.
Yeah,
he's
tees
right
off later.
In good shape.
Ricky Fowler, 1-under. I didn't realize he was still a golfer.
No, Ricky's picked it back up. He went through a funk there for a couple years, but he started playing a lot better.
Rory, 1-under. Phil Mickelson.
Oh, my God. Rory is a rock star. 1-under. Back home in Northern Ireland. Holy smokes.
John Rahm, 1-under.
Johnny Rahm, yeah. You're never going to say his name right,
no.
Are you?
Jordan Spieth, even. Didn't realize he was still playing.
Congratulations. The Spieth family just had their third child. What else you have?
Did they?
Yeah.
Bro,
hey, Woody, you apparently
life,
don't have
bro.
All this free time, brother.
Yeah, we gotta find something for you to do, man.
I'm just messing with you, man, on that stuff. But, yeah, it's true. The Spieth family did.
Looks like, by the way, Krapka not going to make the cut here, +4.
You're really down on that guy, that. Huh? Are you still mad about the Panther stuff? Is that with the
Eckblad? He just seems like not a very nice guy. I don't know. Maybe we'll meet him someday, and he'll be nice, and he'll change our...
So, Koepka's an interesting dude, like so many of the golfers. He's a Palm Beach guy.
Well, I don't think interesting would be a way I'd describe any of these golfers.
Like,
but
so he's a big sports fan, and he goes to everything. He goes to Heat games. He goes to Panther games. He's a big South Florida fan. I think he went to Florida State, if I'm not mistaken. But and so he tries to bond, and apparently had a party. And because I heard Durham Smythe and some of the guys from the Dolphins were at his party. So the guy, you know, he's into the athletic bonding with the other guys here in South Florida. And he's a damn good golfer. He may not be playing, got a big fat check to go to live, I know that, but not off to a good start. Would you say he's +5 or +6?
Yeah, how's that live thing going? We don't hear much about that. Is that
They win every day, Woody. Let me just tell you, they win every day for those checks they got up front.
Mm-hmm.
I think half the guys on that PGA Tour are still pissed all those guys got those big checks.
Yeah, and you think they still think it's worth it even though they're playing on YouTube with an audience of like 100 people?
I don't think.
They don't care.
It's just
about the money.
Let me say this. I don't know how everybody feels. It looks like the bad blood, a lot of it between the two tours is a lot of it is gone.
Well, I thought they were merging. Wasn't that the whole thing?
Well, but they haven't been able to because the PGA Tour guys are not happy about the big fat checks that were given on one side and haven't seen them on the other. The LIV guys, it's funny because the LIV guys are upset because they're not getting world rankings. So those guys have disappeared, which, by the way, in fairness to their rankings, a lot of those guys have not been very good since they got those big fat checks. And I'm talking about millions and millions and millions of dollars on this thing. So some of them have not played like they used to on the PGA Tour when they were hungry every week and stuff. So that's just my take on it. A lot of them, though, are over there. They get to play in the majors from what they've done. I don't know how many guys from the LIV Tour are over there. And the other problem I have is they play three rounds. PGA Tour plays four rounds. LIV Golf plays three rounds, and they don't have a cut. So, like, the guys on the PGA Tour, whatever you think, if they don't play well Thursday and Friday, they don't play Saturday and Sunday for money. So, it's a lot different.
You're not watching. You're complaining about it. I'm guessing you've never watched a LIV tournament.
I have. Of course I have. It's popped you have. Up. I see it. They're in shorts and T-shirts out there playing, and they got the music. I mean, they're trying to do it a different way and rowdiness.
You're one of the few that's actually tuning into this thing.
I'm not saying I do it. I watch a lot more PGA Tour than I do LIV. Yes, of course I do. Mm-hmm. Yes. I think the PGA Tour is still clearly better, the players at the top. The Schefflers and the Rorys are still overall that group are much better than the top players for LIV. That's just my take. Some of you might disagree with that.
Yeah, someone texting about the Doral golf event that we used to have down here. I believe they're bringing it back, Joe. I think I saw that the other day.
Well, that's a LIV event.
Maybe? Isn't the PGA? I think the PGA Tour is bringing it back.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
I have not heard that. I don't know.
I'm sure you'll be there for the practice round on Wednesday. You can stay the whole week, man.
I used to listen, Woody. They used to have me out there on Tuesday and Wednesday on the Tiger Watch. Like,
well, the Tiger Watch is different, though.
Well, that's what.
There is no guy right now that moves the needle anywhere near what that guy did.
I got news for you. No matter what they put out at Doral, it will never have what it had when Phil and Tiger were playing against each other on Saturday and Sunday. I called it the greatest weekend of golf. Those two in the last group, Saturday and Sunday, playing against each other. And back then, you were either a Phil guy or a Tiger guy.
Well, that was pre-Tiger's like whole downfall, right?
Yes. They were both really good.
And was that pre when Phil, when everyone liked him, when they thought he was a good guy? I know his wife was sick or whatever, and then that was before all his stuff, right?
Yeah, I think at that point.
You thought Phil was like a really good guy?
Yeah, he was shaking hands.
Yeah,
he had a smile for everybody and was pretty good. He didn't get real angry till the end of this whole thing when he switched over and he started ripping the tour and all that stuff. But, hey, listen, Phil's had a great career, man. You step back. Hell, he's 55 years old. He's 1 under at this tournament. So he's still doing okay, Woody. Mm-hmm. He's fine. But I'd like to see a PGA Tour get that event back at Doral. I would like to see that.
The more events we have down here, the better, right?
Huh?
The more events we have down here, the better.
All good. Yeah. I'm with you. Can't have enough. When we have all the teams now with Major League Soccer as well, and we're getting all these big events because of our facilities, and we do have some great golf courses, and it would be it'd be nice to get a PGA event back down here. That was not. Hell, we used to have it in Dade and then go right up to Broward. Although a lot of guys wouldn't play in the Broward event, better known as the Honda Classic back then. Boy, the PGA Tour, they just crapped all over Honda. Oh, my God, did they crap on them. Sorry, man, the guys don't want to play in your event. They all played the week before. Oh, sorry, man. They don't want to play up there. They want to play here. Put Jack's name on. Sorry, Jack. It's not you and Barbara. It's just we need a week off before before we go up to Orlando and play. Arnie's event. You know, that's a priority. And Honda just got, I want to say the S word, they just got, you know what, all over.
We know.
Just terrible, terrible stuff. But anyway, Woody, we...
Boy, besides, golf stuff has people up in arms this morning, yeah.
About what?
Nah, I was kidding. There's no one cares.
Oh, okay. Well, listen, that's all right. You're hanging out with a 91-year-old. Let me tell you, you were watching it.
Oh, I thought you were talking about yourself.
No. I hope I get the years. I hope I get the years.
You do watch a lot of
my
golf.
My father did.
You do watch a lot of golf.
Not that much.
More than most.
Get carried away. It's not get,
if
it's
you
not
watch, get, if you watch Live, then you watch a lot of golf. Because
Live is
I
not
give you
a
the numbers on that thing, man. I've given you the viewership numbers, and I don't care. I don't watch it, but I've just the numbers are not ideal.
It has not done well. They thought by the names that would do it, and it hasn't done well.
I mean, it's golf, it man. I just don't know how much demand there is for golf outside of, like, the Bain PGA Tour events.
I got to tell you, they hit the jackpot when the Saudis got involved.
The financial jackpot.
Yes. Yeah. That kind of changed all those lives about worrying about cut to cut and all that when you got and they started recruiting guys from the other tour and gave some of the amounts of money, if it's true what's been reported, got a lot of money. A lot of money to come over.
Someone said they got senior PGA Tour in Key Biscayne, Joe.
Is that, we have that right now?
I have no idea. I'm just going off what someone just said.
We used to have out there because I actually played in a pro-am for that senior out there at Key Biscayne many, many years ago, and that was really cool. We were out there going live and doing radio back. I understand that Biltmore is trying to get a senior event right now, too. Biltmore Golf Course. So, anyway.
Maybe you can join the commentary team or something for the senior tour.
What do you don't have to bring up. Just because I said I watched something, you don't have to go to the next level.
Well, you just seem to be very knowledgeable on the sport.
Because I try to stay up on everything, Woody. It's okay. Not everything can just be what's going on at camp every day, okay? Just so you know.
You got tennis.
Well, I try not to throw the tennis down everybody's throat, but look at even Jeff Darlington's playing tennis.
I
heard he turned in his membership at golf so that he could just start playing tennis. He's working on a serve right now.
He'll be playing pickleball before you know it.
Yeah, he'll be out there.
They all end up playing pickleball.
They all break down at pickleball. The old wife says we're playing pickleball together. Okay.
Do you know a lot of husband-wife teams for pickleball?
I do know a lot of people that...
I know one, but...
That are starting to do it. I know what you're thinking. You're thinking Ira and his wife.
I did not say that.
That's what you were
Do thinking. They play together?
Yeah, I think
Who's
do.
The dominant person in that I'm doubles?
Why do you have to go there?
Who's the vocal leader of
they
that team?
They have a 50-50 relationship, just like you and I do. 50-50, Woody.
I would never, by the way, I know you don't play doubles, but that would be a nightmare.
Playing with your wife?
No, you playing with you. Because I see how you are playing singles. You're a little bit
so
over
when
the
I
top.
When I first met Marga, we played, and one day she came, she says, I cannot play with you anymore.
Yeah, I'm sure.
She said, I'm done. And she stopped playing. She not only stopped playing with me, she just stopped playing.
Wow, you were that bad she gave up the sport?
Yes.
Wow.
Said I was a little over the top. I believe we're on vacation. And we were playing, and she goes, that's it. She walked off, and that was it.
You ruined the entire sport for her.
She
wow.
said, I won't be coming back. I go, in the marriage or tennis? She goes, no, just the tennis part. All right, hey, we got
Someone
a lot
said
more
PGA
stuff.
PGA is back at Doral, by the way. I knew I saw that the other day.
I didn't know that, Woody.
Yeah. Well, all right, well, you keep traveling. You're not here for the local news.
I know.
Bro.
Apparently, I've been out of town way too much here. Well, yeah, don't worry, man.
Get up on the local news.
I'm going to be back with you there for the ACC meetings starting next week. And, of course, veterans reporting for the Miami Dolphins. We got baseball. Marlins start a 6-game homestand tonight. So we'll get you caught up on all that stuff as we're going to be rolling. Damian Lillard's stuff, by the way, is just incredible. It's so funny. For years, everybody's been going, Damian needs to leave Portland. They're never going to win. He deserves better. Meanwhile, Damian Lillard really never wanted to go anywhere. He's always wanted to be in Portland. So he left.
That's a weird move, though, man. A weird PR move by him, right?
Why?
So what, he's going to sit for a year? He's going to come? I mean, the team stinks.
What do you mean? Portland stinks?
Yeah, like, I don't, I just don't. And by the way, I will tell you, I looked online. He wasn't getting a ton of love from people. Maybe he thought this would be like LeBron going back to Cleveland.
Hey.
But they're not going to win anything with Damian Lillard. That's the problem.
When you go play somewhere else and you leave your kids in the schools, that just tells me how much you and your family like where they were living. I think his biggest problem was the basketball team, why he left. Remember, he wanted to go to Miami, ends up in Milwaukee, and he wins. He gets $113 million. He's sitting out a year to get healthy, and he's already got a contract when he does come back and play where he can drive to work every day. Drive to work. Never has to leave Portland, Oregon. He is ready to go. Baptist Health South Florida, man, I got to tell you, I hate talking about this, but it's a fact. If you're active and competitive, you probably know sooner or later we all get injured. Team sports, individual sports, it just happens. So people ask me all the time, where do the pros go, Joe, when they get injured? And now they know that I've been talking about Baptist Health South Florida and their sports medicine program for many, many years now. So I go, well, I know where you're going with this, but I'll tell you, Inter Miami, the Heat, the Panthers, the Miami Dolphins, FIU, FAU, high school, college, and professional athletes, not just here in town, but from all over the country, come to South Florida to go to Baptist Health South Florida and see their top specialists that they have. They put together an all-star lineup of doctors for the knee, shoulder, foot and ankle, hand, back, hip and knee replacement, Achilles. That's all they do is specialize in those different parts of the body. They know how to get it fixed, and they know how to get you back out playing the sports you love the most, you and your families. The reason I'm talking about it is because you're going to be able to see those same doctors that work on high school, college, and professional athletes every day. And the great facilities like Doctors Hospital and Coral Gables, Hard Rock Stadium right next to the training facility, and 595 and Pine Island Implantation. Just visit baptisthealth.net/ortho. One goal for all of us, man. Keeping us healthy so we can play the sports we love the most.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
The wait is finally over. Ready or Not is available now on consoles. Become an elite SWAT commander and feel the weight of the badge. The immersive cult classic is now on its way to more players than ever before. Coming this summer for PlayStation 5 and Xbox Series XS. Get ready for 18 high-stakes missions, solo or with up to 5 players in co-op. Clear rooms, protect civilians, make split-second calls, and join the tactical shooter community. With countless ways to set up your loadouts and gear, no mission is the same. And with full crossplay, your team can suit up no matter what system they're on. So, if you're into tactical gameplay and intense high-stakes action, Ready or Not is the must-play tax shooter this summer. Available now on PlayStation, Xbox, and PC.
Thank you. Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus. To kickstart your rewards, visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards and which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
Well, we know quarterback position is the most important position. We always like to say, and I like to say, it's the most important position in sports. Also a goalie in hockey, right there at the top as well. As you look at it now, second most, we used to have this debate, and it kind of used to go around a little bit. Yeah, receiver, maybe tackles there for a while. But make no mistake about it, clearly, it's a guy that chases a quarterback. Quarterback's most expensive position, and the guy that puts pressure and gets sacks on the quarterback is clearly the second most important position in football. Once again, it was proven yesterday by the money that was given out, and we are not done at that position. T.J. Watt, three-year, $123 million, $108 million guaranteed. And he's, I believe, what is he, Woody, right at 30? I think he just turned 30 years old, if I'm not mistaken. Trey Hendrickson, by the way, 35 sacks the last 2 years. 17 and a half sacks each of the last 2 years. What's he worth at Cincinnati? And Micah Parsons is coming up. What's he worth? We're already looking. Miles Garrett, I believe, went over 40. Did he go 40 million, Woody, or did he go like 35? He's right up there, kind of set it, and now guys are smashing it. And we got some guys going to get signed here. So, yeah, those guys, quarterbacks.
Yeah, Garrett's at 40 a year.
What's that?
Garrett's at 40 a year. He got a $123, though, in guarantees.
Wow. On that bad team, too. Good for him.
Remember, his was funny. Remember, he's like, I got to go somewhere
to
win.
Yeah, I got to get out of here. I got to win.
And then they threw all the money at him. He goes, well.
He goes, you know, Cleveland's right. Not that bad. You know, I just looked at it, and, you know, I see some positives going on here.
Yeah, sure.
Especially in my bank account, I see some real positives. But, yeah, that debate of the second most important position in football, it is officially the pass rushers on the outside. And, man, you get one of those guys that gives you double digit. Usually, look at, kind of lost in the sacks, the love affair for sacks, is all the pressures. And all the time they get there, they force your quarterback to throw the ball early, they tip the ball away, they're hitting you as you're throwing it, now you're not accurate and the ball gets intercepted. It all goes back to you, though, because of the plays and the pressure you're putting where the quarterback can't get comfortable in the pocket. He's running for his life. He throws it away on third down. That's all because a lot of it is because of that pass rusher with all those other numbers. But at the end of the day, the sack is the sexiest stat, and that's the one that gets you paid. And then that leads us to one of the best sack guys inside right now in the NFL, happens to be a Miami Dolphin. Woody, did I see he's the only guy on the inside that's had double-digit sacks the last 2 years? I think I saw that. Anyway, Zach Sealer's like, well, I know I'm not going to get the money these guys are getting, and I don't expect it, but I'm going to get more than $8 million a year. I know that.
So how does it play out then?
I got to believe they take care of him. Got to believe it.
Well, at this point, it's like, I think you're kind of out of options, right?
So the problem is his makeup as such a team guy and his appreciation for the Dolphins picking him up and giving him this opportunity to become a real frontline player. Not a top 10. I saw he didn't make the top 10 list for everybody's listed on the inside, but he got honorable mention and they talked about how good he was and stuff, but he's not going to be a hard ass, and I don't think you think, knowing Zach Seeler, anybody out there think we're going to have that press conference where he goes, I'm not real happy right now with everything going on. Season starts in 2 weeks or 3 weeks, and I just got to tell you, man, they're not showing me any love. I just don't see that being Zach Seeler. Now, Drew will do the work behind the scenes. Drew Rosenhaus is his agent. But I don't think this is going to get ugly. I don't know if that helps him or hurts him. But then on top of all that, now think about this. They knew Zach wanted more money before they went out and drafted three defensive tackles. We drafted three. I can't remember last time we drafted in seven rounds three defensive tackles. But we did it. And we got three big guys. They're all one's bigger than next guy. These are not small men. These are all three big dudes. They got to have somebody that they can learn from, how to be a professional, how to go hard every play, playing a little banged up, learning all the tricks. You know, Zach Seeler's not the biggest guy in the world. You know, I don't want everybody thinking Zach runs around a 330 or something. He's not. But he is relentless on that defensive line. So, yeah, but Woody, I don't know. I keep going back because it's obvious after the amount of money they spent last year before the season started, they have done the exact opposite this year. It was like, hey, we spent all our money. That's all we have. Here's what's on your contract. You either got to play or we got to get rid of you.
Well, this is the last little piece of drama they got to clear up too, though, right? Yes, I mean, this is it. And you can actually focus on, you know, whatever it is you're going to do out there at camp.
But I don't know what the magic number will be for Zach Seeler on what will probably be his last contract.
Well, they better find it in the next week or so. Find that magic number, week. Joe.
I don't know if they have to do it in the next week, I know what you don't want to do. You don't want to run this thing to the third preseason game, and now he goes out there. And
I don't think you want to run it into camp, do you?
Gonna be a lot of.
What's the difference, though, man? Like, he's obviously got his number, right?
What are you asking me?
Well, Zach probably, I assume, has told him what his number is, right? I mean, I don't think there's probably a big secret. So either you're gonna pay him or you're not. But
well, they're gonna go back and forth. One's gonna come in low, the other's gonna come in high. You know how this.
I know, but let's get it done, man. No reason for this to linger through camp here, because it's just they're gonna ask him about it. He's going to say he's pissed. They're going to ask Mike about it. He's going to say it's a distraction. I mean, it's just, you know, come on. Just get it done.
So I don't think we'll see that side of Zach.
I'm guessing he'll speak up, though.
Huh?
He's going to be there. He's not going to no-show, right?
No, of course not. He's not sitting out. Hey, one thing we have learned about Zach Seeler ain't giving up any money. He wasn't happy during minicamp. His ass was there every day, though. John New went the other way. John New said, hey, I want this clear. I am not happy with this contract. And by the way, it worked out for him. He got the money he did want. Had to go somewhere else, though. I think he probably thought he was going to get it here, and it didn't happen. I got to believe they've offered him some money, and it's just not the number he and Drew want yet. But they knew this was coming. They knew before the draft. This was coming. They knew after the draft this was coming. This is not, oh, my God, what do we do now? We didn't know Zach Seeler was going to want to redo his contract. Oh, my God. Of course they knew. They know they know the guy's going to be happy. The guys won't be happy. The agents are calling them nonstop, calling the general manager, calling the finances over there, Brandon Shore, and going, hey, we want to redo this contract, and we need more money, and we've outplayed this contract and all the things that happen with the contracts in the National Football League. We've got to go to break here, though, man. This morning we got a lot more stuff to get to here. Going to be kind of fun. Marlins manager Clayton McCullough will join us coming up in the 8 o'clock hour.
You know, they got a lot of stuff going on.
Yeah, they
this
do,
weekend,
by the way.
Joe.
Well, go ahead, tease me.
Oh, you want some of them. All right, all right.
Six-game homestand. So, starting tonight with Kansas City, what do you have?
We got Dollar Dog Night tonight.
Oh, I love
Can't go wrong with that. How many can you eat, by the way? Like, let's throw your heartburn aside. How many can you down?
So I went to my grandson's birthday party, and they had it, and they were good. And I was a little hungry.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what I have, four or five. And
wow, really?
Yeah.
Jeez. Well, that only cost you $5 tonight, Joe. So
wow.
you're in good shape there.
I like
So we got that tonight. Tomorrow is City Connect Saturday, so we'll be wearing those cool jerseys. They also have a beer fest going on and Colombian Heritage Celebration. All of that on Saturday. Then on Sunday, we got the Rooster Plush for the first 5,000 kids, and we got the 4 for $44 deal going on. Four game tickets, four hot dogs, four sodas, four small popcorns. Yeah, $44.
Yeah,
you can get that one, by the way, marlins.com/44. And then coming up next week, the Padres are in town.
Yeah, Manny Machado comes back home. Yeah,
yeah. Bark at the Park on Monday. Dollar Kids tickets on Monday. Tuesday, you got Taco Tuesday.
Oh,
always
Tuesday's
fun there.
Back. That's a good one. Yeah.
Two chicken tacos and one beer for $25.
And the ticket. Okay.
Also, salute and serve days as well. So, first responders, active military veterans, fire rescue, and more. We'll get two complimentary tickets at the box office there. And then, Joe, we got the Yanks coming to town August 2nd and 3rd. That'll be good.
Yeah. It's going to be fun, man. And meanwhile, Marlins trying to get back to 500. Never thought I'd say that. 44 and 51. Right now. So if you get a chance, looking to do something over this weekend, it's going to be a lot of fun. Boy, the Marlins have a lot of great promotions going on for you to take advantage. So we'll take a quick break. We'll be back in a moment.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
The wait is finally over. Ready or Not is available now on consoles. Become an elite SWAT commander and feel the weight of the badge. The immersive cult classic is now on its way to more players than ever before. Coming this summer for PlayStation 5 and Xbox Series XS. Get ready for 18 high-stakes missions, solo or with up to 5 players in co-op. Clear rooms, protect civilians, make split-second calls, and join the tactical shooter community. With countless ways to set up your loadouts and gear, no mission is the same. And with full crossplay, your team can suit up no matter what system they're on. So, if you're into tactical gameplay and intense high-stakes action, Ready or Not is the must-play tax shooter this summer. Available now on PlayStation, Xbox, and PC.
When MLB talent takes the field, reactions get loud.
Aaron Judge with a blast.
Oh, my God!
Full scheme.
Struck him out with 102.
Laser beam.
Ohtani, inevitable.
Walk off, baby. This is the best.
Witness baseball greatness for yourself at the ballpark. Baseball is something else.
Yes!
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries, and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
And now, it's time for Hollywood's Headlines. Without further ado, here's Hollywood.
All right, Woody. What do you got for us today?
Hang on, Joe. Hang on. Just for the first third, if you don't mind. Change up the music.
Uh-oh. Yeah. Oh, I think I know where you're going.
So, we had an incident at the Coldplay concert. I assume everyone is aware of at this point. They are still everywhere. The number one trending thing on Twitter, amazingly enough. So, long story short here, Joe. We had the CEO of a company called Astronomer.
Yeah.
And his head of HR, and they do a kiss cam apparently at the Coldplay concerts, which I'll find out next week when they come to town. But so anyway, they get caught kind of hugging or whatever on camera,
yeah.
And now they probably should have just acted cool in that moment, but they decided they would dive out of the way of the camera, like the damage hadn't already been done. And so clearly there was something they were hiding.
Busted.
There.
Yeah.
Something a little bit of hiding going on.
Major guilt. Yep. Oh, and no. We screwed up. Yes.
You know how people are these days, bro. Everyone's a Twitter sleuth. So they went online and they figured out exactly who these people are. Found out
long.
Their company.
Oh.
And so the woman, Kristen, who again is the company's chief, they call it the chief people officer. That's like their head of HR.
Yeah. Boy.
They're the people that
what a role model she is.
Yeah, they're the people that send out all those videos, those training videos and such, right? The stuff you're not supposed to do.
Right.
And I think on the top of that list usually is not to bang the married CEO.
You can't boss bang.
No.
That's not good. Boss banging is not good.
No. So the CEO got caught here, Andy. The wife, on her Facebook account. She had like the hyphenated last name, her original one and his name.
Oh, God.
Ripped the last name off of there.
That's it.
This is probably going to be an expensive divorce, if I had to guess. But this video has gotten over 45 million views on TikTok, millions more on other platforms. So presumably everyone has seen this thing here.
Well, the look on the video, I saw it this morning. And it was just. It was that, we got busted. But it goes back to this. This thing's been around forever. Not to people listening to us. But it's amazing. I've worked at a couple jobs where it goes on. And it never seems to work. It does. It happens over and over again. And I always wonder... The woman you've been cheating with at work, how often does it work where you end up both getting divorced and you're happily ever after with that new person?
Mm.
Just sad.
By the way, if you're having an affair, it seems like going to a Coldplay concert, probably not the best thing to do.
Well, you should be fired as CEO for being so stupid. It's
right?
A great point too, Woody.
There were 60,000 people at that concert.
I'm sure he thought,
I mean, come on.
They'll get away with this. Come over here, honey. Let me hug you.
Like, I don't think I'd be able to hide an affair, Joe. I just not that, crafty.
I wasn't very good at him either, Woody.
I wouldn't take her to a big concert like that at the stadium.
Yeah. No.
Just don't think that's the right move.
I wasn't a very good cheater, Woody.
Yeah, but you could have had to be better than that.
Yeah, no, I wouldn't have been that stupid, but I wasn't. I'm with you. Just not very good.
By the way, the stuff that keeps coming out, like there was an article that came out in the New York Post about this guy, And he was getting ripped by former people that used to work for him, how he's a bad boss, a jerk. I mean, this guy, it's just crumbling around this guy. So apparently he can be removed as CEO, I guess, because this is just not.
Oh, they're done.
Very
frowned
upon.
This is bad for the business. This is bad. The HR CEO thing. Oh, my God. I understand you have to have meetings. That doesn't have to have an affair. Now, she's divorced. Is that what I saw?
Yeah, she is.
She was out of her deal, but like, hey, CEO, you got a problem. And he's going, no, we both have a problem because we're both going to get fired.
Oh, Coldplay's coming to
town
here.
But it goes on, Woody, it goes on. It goes on. Like, it's going on right now. There are people going to work that know the CEO is banging somebody at work.
Okay.
Why do CEOs and people in power do it?
Well, I don't know, Joe. That's a topic for another time, I guess.
Let's talk about your future. I see you doing great things here. Let's have dinner tonight.
Yeah.
Go over some things.
All right, stop before you get us all in trouble here. Anyway, Joe Peacock, as we go from that to the Peacock, it always ends up there, right?
Yeah.
Anyway, looks like they're about to have their new package of NBA games coming. And with that, Joe, we'll come a nice price hike for the consumer, as usual, right? Peacock set to raise the price of its ad-supported plan by nearly 40%. That'll start on July the 23rd. The new price of the ad tier will be $10.99 per month, up from the current price of $7.99 per month. That price hike comes 1 year after Peacock raised the price of its ad-supported tier by $2 per month, from $5.99 to the current $7.99.
Mm.
And if you'd like the ad-free tier, the price will go from $13.99 to $16.99 per month.
Mm.
So there you go, Joe. They bid on all these expensive TV rights. And they pass the buck right on to you, the consumer.
Last night, I got explaining this stuff to my dad. I say, Dad, listen, man, he was asking me about these football games coming up. I said, Dad, a lot of them are going to be on apps.
Yeah.
You're going to have to get my sister over here. You got to get this stuff figured out. Because you want to watch these games, you're going to have to pay some money.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, he's a pretty tight guy. He's old school. And I go, so you got to decide. And if not, you know, you're going to miss these games.
Prices are only going up,
Amazon,
man.
Amazon Prime. And now that my mother's not buying all the Amazon, stuff, he's going to have to pay for that stuff, So.
Speaking of the price going up, Joe, we have a, I don't know if to say big boxing fight or just a boxing fight on tomorrow. Manny Pacquiao. I had no idea, by the way.
Is he 56 now? How old is
46.
Pacquiao?
46. I had no idea this was happening. I was on perusing through TMZ this morning, and an ad popped up for it, and he is going to be fighting some guy named Barrios, who is 30.
Braxton Barrios? Is that who you said? Who?
Mario Barrios.
Oh, Mario Barrios.
His brother.
I gotta tell
Braxton's
you, man.
Braxton's brother.
Honestly, the last time I saw Pacquiao was with Mayweather. It was an embarrassment. Stop. You waited like 10 years too long to fight him. Stop.
Well, Joe, if this is something that you find yourself interested in, it will air on Prime Pay-Per-View. And in the U.S., fans can purchase the event for the low price of $79.99.
So why would somebody pay $79 to watch a guy that hadn't fought and when he was fighting wasn't very good at the end of his career? Why?
Yeah, I don't know. I'm curious, like, nobody enjoys bad boxing like Victor Bermudez. I wonder if he's buying this event to watch.
If Vic tries to defend this one, I'm off the Vic train, man.
He's usually, I'm guessing he pays every time Canelo lines up one of those stiffs to fight.
I'm not going there.
You know, I'm guessing he pays for all that.
Go Mexican meat and the whole thing, get him all upset, get him all fired up.
Steroids or whatever, man. Guessing that doesn't bother him all that much that Canelo got busted.
I don't know, man. It's just like...
Guessing that doesn't hurt him too bad. Anyway, our final one here, Joe.
Yeah.
We had a dinosaur sell at auction here. A Ceratosaurus, the third highest price ever paid for a dinosaur at public auction. This thing went for $30.5 million. It had a virtually complete skull, 57 fossil bones in the skull. Thing stands at a whopping 6'3". So it's your height, Joe.
Wow.
It was 10 foot 8 in length, 139 original fossil bones in total, and it is an exhibition-ready mounted in an action pose with its jaws open. So you can display this item here in your home, I guess. Not the most expensive, though, Joe. The most expensive dinosaur fossil to date, almost $45 million for a Stegosaurus in 2024. That actually edged out the T-Rex. There was a T-Rex named Stan that sold for $32 million back in 2020.
A lot of money out there, Woody. Any interest in owning a dinosaur? No, a lot of money out there, though. A lot of folks have way too much money.
Would that be a cool thing, like if you put it right as you walked in your house, like right in the living room?
Come on, of course.
You'd be like, this is my dinosaur.
People like to have things that, like that.
Mm-hmm.
The price tag will come up and somebody will go, you realize what they paid for that right there? Oh, my God. Yeah, of course. That's big, big stuff. Woody, thank you. We've got a lot more stuff. Skip, the Marlins, Clayton McCullough is going to join us. We'll talk to him coming up. But Mike Florio will join us a little bit later on. And as we'll be talking about full squad here, man. Happened with the Chargers yesterday, and more teams will be getting together here real, real soon, including the Miami Dolphins next week. Right now, hurricane season is a-coming. It's actually here. We're just hoping we don't get hit. Protect your home with Loctite Impact windows, doors, and roofing. So let me get this right. You got an old leaky roof, and you're going, let me get through one more year. Just one more year, see if I can get lucky. I can save some money. Listen, replace your old roof now and pay later. Loctite Impact offers the highest quality roofing materials with lifetime warranty plus thousands of five-star reviews. Say big on their legendary state-of-the-art Impact windows and doors. Impact windows as low as $3 per window per month installed. Don't wait for the next storm, man. Visit LoctiteImpact.com. Again, LoctiteImpact.com. Or you can call 954-500-LOCK. They got a professional staff to answer the phone, can answer all your questions. They cover all of South Florida, and they're ready to take good care of you today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
The wait is finally over. Ready or Not is available now on consoles. Become an elite SWAT commander and feel the weight of the badge. The immersive cult classic is now on its way to more players than ever before. Coming this summer for PlayStation 5 and Xbox Series XS. Get ready for 18 high-stakes missions, solo or with up to 5 players in co-op. Clear rooms, protect civilians, make split-second calls, and join the tactical shooter community. With countless ways to set up your loadouts and gear, no mission is the same. And with full crossplay, your team can suit up no matter what system they're on. So, if you're into tactical gameplay and intense high-stakes action, Ready or Not is the must-play tax shooter this summer. Available now on PlayStation, Xbox, and PC.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game, like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way, with stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries. And you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply. Issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.